Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded.
Hello?
Quality. Good morning. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
Yes, ma'am.
How may I help you, sir?
I was wanting to file unemployment.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
123-56-3005.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever filed for unemployment before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the number I heard you say was 123-56-3005, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't have anything that's coming up under that Social Security number for Alabama before. How long ago was it that you filed for unemployment?
It been some years last time. It been some years. I was in my 20s when I filed last time.
That was probably a different system. Yeah, that was probably a different system. So, okay.
Well, I'm 50 years old now.
I understand, sir. So I can help you file for unemployment now, sir. May I have your first name?
Alfonso.
Okay. Are you spelling that A-L-F-O-N-S-O or Z-O?
P-H. A-L-P-H.
Oh, okay.
O-N-S-O.
A-L-P-H-O-N-S-O. Okay.
S-O.
Right. And you said your Social Security number was 123-563-005, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your last name, sir?
Green.
Spell that for me.
G-R-E-E-N.
Oh, like the color. Okay. And did you have a middle initial?
Sometimes I use Junior, Fonzo Green Junior. Sometimes I don't.
Okay. So officially, is it a junior though?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your date of birth, sir?
January 4th, 1972.
And your gender?
Male.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. You said 12th grade. And what was your mother's maiden last name?
My mother's maiden name was Hunter.
H-U-N-T-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and may I have your driver's license number? Is that an Alabama license?
Yes, ma'am. 572
okay.
0160.
Okay, so I heard you say 572-0160, correct?
160.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose the benefit card. Which one would you prefer, sir?
Can you repeat the question?
If you are approved for benefits of unemployment, you have two options. You can choose either direct deposit or you can choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
a benefit card.
Okay. I need to read the disclosure to make sure you understand the terms, okay? The LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have a $1.30 if it's used outside of the network. It does have a 35 cent charge for automated calls. It does have a dollar charge if the card is inactive for more than a year. A $4 charge for replacement delivery under regular delivery or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you want more information on your card, you may call 800-499-2035, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. May I have a mailing address, sir?
24455 U.S. 80 West.
Okay, where is that located?
Demopolis, Alabama.
Monopolis?
Demopolis. D-E-M-O-P-O-L-I-S. 36732.
I need to select that here, sir. One second here. Okay, it's not showing as Bonopolis, sir. What else would it show under? How are you spelling that again, just to make sure I didn't miss it?
D-E-M.
Oh, D like David. Okay, I thought you said
yes, ma'am.
D like boy. I thought you said B like boy. Okay, Bonopolis. Okay, D like David.
Yes, ma'am. D-E-M. O-P.
Oh, I see it. Okay. O-P-O-L-I-S, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I was looking for a B like boy. Okay. So what is the zip code, sir?
36732.
36732. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your phone number, please?
205-872-2229.
Okay. So what I have your address as being, sir, it's 244-555 U.S. Highway 80 West, Demopolis, Alabama 36732, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Which of the following, did you attend any college at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 1984 Mercury, 1988 Oldsmobile, 1989 Plymouth, 1991 Mitsubishi, or none of the above?
Will you repeat the question?
Oh, it's a 1984 Mercury.
What about the Mercury? I mean, what about
Did you own any of these cars or rent?
Oh, okay.
1984 Mercury, 1988 Oldsmobile, 1989 Plymouth, 1991 Mitsubishi, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you had an association with? Lithonia, Warner Robins, Columbus, Wayneham, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive notification of a TRA retraining certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And this is not a natural disaster unemployment relief, correct? Correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when was your last day of work, sir?
I think it was in December. I know it was in December. I don't know what exactly the day.
More or less. December 15th, December 24th, December 1st.
Hey, prior to that week, about the 24th,
23rd.
Before Christmas. It was before Christmas. I'd okay. say about the 21st in that area, okay. or maybe the 18th, something like that.
Okay. 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own your own business, or do you work on commission?
No, I don't own my own business.
Okay. And you don't work on commission, like a realtor?
Ma'am.
And you don't work on commission like a realtor?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you're not attending any school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And so you are available for work full-time and all the different shifts of your occupation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're not receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work?
Oh, I'd say about 30, 35, 40.
Okay. Okay. And what's the minimum hourly salary you're willing to accept?
Not anything on the 12.
Okay. Okay. And your last job description.
Labor.
Warehouse labor or what kind of labor?
Oh, just like skill labor, like controlling horses, ma'am.
Construction or farm labor?
It's more like we made vaults.
You make boxes, so it's like a production vault. Line?
Vault. You made vaults for burying vaults. I work for a burial company.
Oh, okay. So, burial. Okay. So is that a special trade, sir?
No, man. It just be skilled. It just train you, right? You know, you pick up on it. You just get them with concrete.
Okay, so you work with concrete?
Yes, ma'am. I work with concrete.
Okay.
And we worked outside in the graveyard.
Okay.
Worked in the shop, worked on the weekends.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you worked for?
Doric South.
Okay. And would you have their phone number and address?
289-334-289-3310. Address is 14 P.O. Box.
I'm sorry, so you said 14 what?
1460 West Jackson Street.
West Jackson
Street.
Okay. And where is that located in?
Demopolis, Alabama.
Okay. And the zip code, sir?
36732.
Okay. So would you say that you currently, you said your last day of work was like December 21st, 2021, correct? So when was your first day of work with them, sir?
Well, like I said, I had worked with them before, and I got like maybe about 9 years experience with them, but the last time I came back, I came back in 19.
2019.
And I worked all the way up to...
So was that January 2019, June 2019, April, December, what, 2019?
January. I started in January 19 when I came back, all the way up to December 21.
Okay. So would you say that you're currently not working there due to lack of work, or did you get fired or quit? What happened?
I got sick. Feeling ill.
Oh, okay. So you got sick and it was due to absenteeism or why?
I just got I had ulcers going on with my body and kind of like passed out, falling, and I just got sick. And I didn't just go back.
Okay.
I was just trying to get my health back together. And,
okay. So your PIN number, sir, is 0572?
0572. Okay.
Okay. And I need to give you the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The Alabama Unemployment Claim Line, we just finished, also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go to the Alabama Career Center in person, or you can go online to www.labor.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and look for jobs and apply online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go online at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications must be done on a weekly basis. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must either go online at www.labor.alabama.gov or call 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Mr. Green, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?